were plain to see now, and although the eyes were cloudy, there were Keral's steely grey. For a time, the four of them simply stared.
"Blessed Alu," Chichio said.
Ramad had shared his fears with all of them. They knew what this meant, that all of it was true. Meriem had dominated Khamzakia from the start. She had forced him to kill Alduan, her own father and the rightful king of Chimir. She had killed Keral, the king of kings, and put Khamzakia in his place.
"What shall we do?"
Vrago asked. Indeed, what should they do? Ramad had been asking himself the same question over and over. Should he return home to Chimir? Surely Meriem had returned to Sharakai. Should he go there and confront her, present proof to the kings and let them deal with her treachery? And whatever he chose, he had to consider how Chimir would suffer. Each option came with a price, and some would be steeper than others. Taking out his knife, Ramad soared through Kiral's neck. He cut the head clean away, then wrapped it in the shreds of the robes he had cut earlier. Climbing out of the hole, he set the head of the King of Kings aside and motioned for the others to take up their shovels. They buried the bodies, then headed back to the Blue Heron. Once aboard, his men looked to him.
"Where to, my lord?"
Taking the wrapped head with him, Ramad made for the ladder leading below decks. He needed to think. But there was a plan starting to form in his mind.
"Set sail for Sharakai,"